You should be bigger than Nico.
Well, there is a Nico influence, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And John refers to me as the hillbilly Nico.
She's the hillbilly Nico. Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
She's the hillbilly Nico. She's from Indiana, you know, so that's what I call
she
her.
She doesn't look like a hillbilly.
Landed Germanic hillbilly.
She is, don't worry.
She looked like a punk rocker.
That too.
Without the purple hair. You look like a New York City 70s punk rock.
When I first played, I was playing in art rock and punk rock bands in Indiana.
Right.
I was a bass player.
Cool. Very, very cool. Okay, we have one more off of this, and then we'll come back and say goodbyes. Romance.
Yeah, so this is super pop.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll see what I mean.
This is like Archie's? Like,
well, they're all Archies.
Unapologetic.
I mean, really,
unapologetic.
That last one wasn't really Archies.
No, it's in there. One of the chords. I'm telling you. Which one was it?
Do I have to figure out the key again?
What key was it?
Can't you just modulate or something? If you want to do super pop,
identify
you modulate.
I know. We haven't done too much modulating. You're right.
Actually, later on, I'm going to play a little Mary Lou Lord doing Sugar Sugar.
Oh, yeah, she
does it. It's good. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so, Roman, not only is it unapologetic pop, it's a complete and utter ripoff of every girl group and 60s.
You'll see. The Romance. The lyrics are funny. Yeah, they're cute.
Couldn't come up with the lyrics, so this is what we arrived at.
Okay. Brand new stuff from Humminbird Syndicate. This one's Romance on MFO. Oh, we still haven't given away anything. 617-627-3800 for tickets to see Humminbird Syndicate.
And, March 12th,
well,
Thunder Road.
I got my name on one pair, guys, and
me and Jimmy can code.
And we'll even give us a 45 with it too.
That's
just
right.
Give us a call 617-627-3800, and you'll hear something like this.
To ride.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Just to go back a little bit, we did find Macy's Parade.
Yes. We were here. We played on this Saturday afternoon show.
Well, I'll make sure this gets in the system, and then it will actually come up every now and then, besides just me playing it, you know.
Yep.
I'll make sure of that, John. So, number four, you say?
Yeah, sure.
We'll do number four, then we'll continue with a hummingbird. It goes like this.
Talk about the name.
Where does the name come from?
She was just explaining that.
Explain it.
Go ahead.
We were having a little songwriting session. We go back and forth between, you know, our offices and different places because we don't live that close to each other. And we came out one night in a parking lot. It was a baby blue cab to an 18-wheeler, and scroll on the side of it was Hummingbird Syndicate, and we said that'll be our next band name.
That's awesome.
And then we discovered that the Bureau of Land Management in New Mexico references, the only reference on the internet was BLM's note about a group of unnamed investors who have the rights to unopened gold mines. The name of that group of investors was Hummingbird Syndicate.
Hummingbird Syndicate, yeah.
Wow. And we found that out when we were trying to figure out if we could use a name.
Yeah. Where did they get the name? What does that have to do with?
No idea.
And this is a long time ago.
No idea.
Right?
Did they have a website?
Or did you
get that
URL?
They're probably just some old hippies.
On the Bureau of Land Management, a government site, a .gov site.
Yeah.
I was just trying to find out whether we could record under that name.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
And that's the only thing we found, right?
Yeah, we did it.
Okay, let's check out a Macy's Parade, and then we'll come back to it, okay?
Sure. 20 years ago.
This was 20 years ago, John?
Yes, it was.
You look the same.
I am the same.
You're the same guy.
The same, but different.
What's the name of this one, John?
Home.
Home. Home is where the heart is.
Something along those lines, if you listen to it, yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You're too slow.
A little wind there. I didn't mean to cut off, huh? It's got some cars rolling through the wind.
Yes. So maybe we should say who the band members are.
Yeah, we should.
Go for it. Go ahead.
Okay, so on the record, we were just talking about the concept of having the stand, you know, the sort of stable part of the band, the core part of the band, John and I. And so far we've been lucky enough to have Lenny Shea from, of many fames, Stompers, right? And Chris McLaughlin, who currently plays with Looky Looky and a couple of other outfits, but he's what's from Human Sexual Response.
Right.
So that's a really incredible, unbelievable rhythm section that we're very lucky and very happy to have. Mm-hmm. And on the record, you got Dan Coughlin, who is now in L.A., and his wife, Mary J. Sims, of the famous Sims Sisters, singing with us. And Dan's from Witch Doctor, Children of Paradise, back in the day. And so that's the what you're going to hear on the record. And then on March 12th, we were just talking about the fact that you'll be seeing and hearing Jim Melanson.
You say Melanson, I say Melanson.
From Pop Gun. And we're very excited about that. And who else is playing?
He's our buddy.
Tom Hostage.
I'm Tom Hostage,
just played the solo on the Macy's Parade song you just heard.
Very cool.
So we got a rotating band of guitarists, but those are guys we're playing with right now. We're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Did you plug everything you wanted to? And
March 12th, Thunder Road, early show, 6 p.m. It's an early cabaret show.
6 p.m.? Yeah, early, yeah.
It's like concert time, seriously. Yes, 6 p.m., yes.
Who knows why?
Well, I'll be there.
They do something else afterwards.
I'll probably have to come straight from here. It's a Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
I'll come right from here. And be listening because I'll definitely play you that day as well.
Cool. Yeah, excellent.
All right.
That's exciting.
I'll push it into everyone's minds again. Good. All right.
We'll be there.
Okay, you guys ready to do some pictures?
Yes, we are.
Do you want to do an ID first?
This is John Macy listening to Brian Young, the last of the great DJs on WMFO. FM 91.5 in Medford.
All right. Thank you, John.
The last of the great DJs.
That's awesome. Thank you. All right. Now, I don't have to edit that at all. I love it. Here we go. This one's called Waterfall Away. And, lots more great music coming up. We're here till 4. It's a crash course for the Reavers. I'm Brian Young. That is Hummingbird Syndicate. Hummingbird Syndicate. We love you. Great job, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
We'll be right back. explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Jackie O. sticky sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you good girls don't, but I do. So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. She says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. There's a ringing in your brain, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between each madness that you know you can't erase, till she's blown your face. You're alone with her at last, and you're waiting till you think the time is right. 'Cause you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between each madness that you know you can't erase, till she's ignoring your face.
105 WMFO in Medford. Cotton Mather.
Yeah.
A Cotton Mother. Cotton Mather.
That was a Civil War hero.
I know the name.
Cotton Mather was a Civil War hero?
Yeah.
For what side?
For the Confederates.
He was a Southern fellow.
Yeah. But this
did we kill him?
I don't know.
That is a three-piece band from Texas.
He's not alive anymore.
And you'd swear that was John Lennon, man.
Yeah, it did sound like John Lennon a bit. Speaking of people who sound like the Beatles, the Remains are coming in May, along with Liars, Muckin' the Myers, Cal Cali Band, and I'm going to be hosting it.
Yay!
DJ Brett Milano, he's going to be spinning songs in between.
At the Once Ballroom.
That's at the Once Ballroom, Friday, May 13th, Somerville, Once Ballroom. It used to be the, what was it called?
It is Cuisine on Locale as well.
Yes, that's
but
like a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a food business as well. It's complicated because they have a lounge and a ballroom.
It's kind of cool up there. They got pool tables. And
it's got a great vibe. And they got the pinball machine back, which is good.
Do they? I love pinball.
Adam's family.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. It was, we were just there for...
Chetstock?
Yeah, Chetstock.
Yep.
Speaking of which, somebody stole my Chetstock poster out of the bathroom.
There's one right there.
That's the other one. I brought in two.
I know.
Put one in the bathroom, and it's gone.
I saw your note. Bring it back.
Yeah, did you see my note? Bring it at.
Bring it back.
You effing thief.
That's right.
Whoa.
Well, that pisses me off.
It's aggravating.
What the hell? I bought it, you know?
Oh, you bought it?
Yes, I bought it. What the hell? You know, people are stealing stuff I bring in.
No, that's not good.
Just take a picture of it and then print it out.
They probably thought because it was over, it wasn't necessary anymore. I'm cutting them
I bought
some
it
slack.
At the show. Well, I didn't have it before the show.
I think we need the FBI.
My head is spinning.
I didn't have it before the show.
True.
After the show, I had it.
But now I don't have it.
And the show's
somebody
over.
Stole it.
So take it off.
Anyways, let's hear some of Barry and the Remains right now, huh?
Hi, Cal.
You have a request? 617-627-3800. And they stole my cord for my lava lamp. Bring
Damn.
That back, too.
Jeez.
What? Yes. Yes.
Now I cry, you know why I would die if you left me again.
woman, young and old, who tried to mold my youth. They were only teaching me how to get through life, how to punch the clock and get home and get a wife. They knew I was searching for things I'd never find, so they tried to break my mind by paddling my behind. Again, these men and women, young and old, I'm forever in your debt. They were only teaching me how to run the race and fill my position with a smile upon my face. And don't ask a question if it isn't from the text. Throw me out into the hole and ask who wants to be next. So much is wasted. There's so much food for thought that never is tasted. Just read the instructions and fill out the form. Whatever you do, my son, don't stray from the norm.
Jeffrey Gaines there featuring the
Neighborhoods.
Where'd you find that one, Al?
I've been a fan of Jeffrey Gaines. He used to live here in Boston, and I saw him at Bill's Bar, and I said, oh my God, this guy is good.
He is good.
And for some reason, I hooked up with Neighborhoods and the video school, too.
Right. Can you find it on YouTube, the video?
Yep.
Jeffrey Gaines, that one was called Headmasters of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a band Jimmy wants to bring into the show, Grand Evolution.
Yep, they'll be in early April. Date not set yet. It'll be like the first or second week.
Yeah. You know. Well, you know,
put it on the event page once it's booked.
Well, book it and then tell me as soon as you book it, and I'll put it on the event page.
Cool.
And I'll make an event page.
Cool.
And it will be in events.
There you go.
It will be.
Okay. So everyone will know. Okay, so this one's Grand Evolution. What do you call it, Jimmy?
I think another one is the title.
Okay. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with Grand Evolution.